with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A former Virginia teacher who was shot by a first grade student in 2023 wins a lawsuit against her ex-school administrator.
We, the jury, on the issues joined, find in favor of the plaintiff, Abigail Zwerner, and assess her damages at $10 million.
The lawsuit accused an administrator of ignoring warnings that a six-year-old student had a gun before the teacher was shot. Jurors returned the verdict against Ebony Parker, a former assistant principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Abby Zwerner was shot in January 2023. A bullet damaged her left hand and remains in her chest. Parker was the only defendant in the lawsuit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump unveils deals to expand coverage and lower costs for obesity drugs Wegovy and Zepbound.
Access to the drugs has been a consistent problem for patients because of their cost.
In addition, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk have agreed to provide all of their other medications to Medicaid at most favored nations prices, meaning that you will pay the lowest price anywhere in the world.
Access to the drugs have been a consistent problem for patients because of their cost, around $500 a month for higher doses. If approved, starting doses of new pill versions of obesity treatments will cost $149 a month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Travelers can expect to see fewer flights to many major U.S. cities starting tomorrow morning. That's when the Federal Aviation Administration says it will reduce traffic across 40 airports to ease the load on the nation's air traffic controllers. The head of the FAA says the unprecedented move is necessary to keep air travel safe. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine goes all in on transgenderism. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The British version of the iconic fashion magazine is out with its annual Woman of the Year edition, and the cover features nine men who are living as women. The decision has sparked outrage across the UK, with even a few celebrities giving the Glamour decision a thumbs down. This comes hard on the heels of People magazine naming a homosexual as its sexiest man alive, actor Jonathan Bailey, who is openly gay and has a foundation that promotes the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
All three of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices who sought re-election Tuesday will get another term, ensuring Democratic jurists keep their majority on the presidential battleground state's highest court. The three judges won new terms with support from the Democratic Party and allies including Planned Parenthood and LGBT lobby groups. This is SRN News. A young Dallas Cowboys player was found dead in a suspected suicide after evading police.
Police in a Dallas suburb say 24-year-old Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after evading authorities in his vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident on foot. Frisco police say Nealon didn't stop for Texas Department of Public Safety troopers in a chase that was joined by Frisco police. Authorities briefly lost sight of the vehicle during the search after Nealon fled. Officers received word that Nealon had shown suicidal indications. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Thursday morning. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The team put out a statement mourning Nealon, saying he tragically passed away Thursday but did not mention a cause of death. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.